Here is part two of a monthly report.
This is Elizabeth McNichols, District Ranger for the Warm Springs and James River Districts. Safety message of the day. National forests are home to wild animals of all kinds, which makes recreational activities like hunting and wildlife viewing possible. State regulations for hunting seasons, dates, and licensing apply on national forest land. Hunters, be sure to have an accurate map of national forest boundaries and avoid venturing onto privately owned land. Here are some safety tips for hunters visiting the national forests. Check weather reports before visiting the forest. Be familiar with the area you want to hunt, and tell someone where you will be hunting and when you will return. Leaving a map where you will be is always a good idea in case of emergency. Always carry a first aid kit with you. Dress properly and be prepared for the worst possible conditions and carry a spare set of dry clothing. Avoid wearing white or tan during deer season. During certain seasons, hunters must wear hunter orange, viewable from all directions, and if accompanied by a dog, the dog should also wear hunter orange or a very visible color on a vest, leash, coat, or bandana. Check hunting equipment before and after each outing and maintain it properly. Clearly identify your target before shooting. Prevent unfortunate accidents or fatalities and stay alert when hunting near developed areas and trails. Other recreationists are in the forest as well. If you are recreating in the National Forest during hunting season, here are some safety tips for non-hunters visiting the National Forest. Wear bright clothing. Make yourself more visible. Choose colors that stand out, like red, orange, and bright yellow. Orange vests and hats are advisable. Don't forget to protect pets. Get an orange vest for your dog if they accompany you. Make noise. Whistle, sing, wear bells, or carry on a conversation as you walk to alert hunters to your presence. Sound carries well across mountain basins, and hunters should be listening for any sounds of animal movement. If you do hear shooting, make yourself known. Raise your voice and let hunters know that you are in the vicinity, and be courteous. Know when hunting seasons are. Continue to recreate, but learn about where and when hunting is taking place. Know your comfort level. If hunting makes you uneasy, choose a location where hunting is not allowed, such as a national park or a state park. District news. Our districts have extraordinary employees who are true public servants. This month, I want to tell you about our employee, Dawn Colson. Dawn camped with her family in Douthat State Park as a child and gained an endless love for nature and the outdoors. After high school, she enrolled in the forestry program at Dabney Lancaster Community College. Following graduation, she accepted a job as an animal keeper at Mill Mountain Zoo in Roanoke. She then applied and started a seasonal position with the U.S. Forest Service in Hot Springs. Her job later turned into a permanent full-time post. Dawn's career is exciting and varied. She was the first woman timber marker on the district and maintained trails for over 20 years. Dawn has experience working in every facet of a ranger district, including fighting fire, running a chainsaw, planting trees, building stream structures, and leading interpretive programs in the schools and campgrounds. She currently provides customer service in the front office, and she loves her job. She is a self-proclaimed vacation planner. Dawn knows the area well and can guide people to the outdoor experience they desire. She says, "It's very rewarding to help people make the most of their off time. Friendships are made that way. We are proud of dedicated employees like Dawn, who serve the American public and made the forest her home." For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols.